Hey guys, Alex here, host of But Why Though, the podcast. And if you're listening to this, we need your help. During the month of November, But Why Though is raising money to help meet budget for the 2025 year. You can donate by going to butwhythough.net and clicking the Support Us button at the top of the page. But Why Though isn't just a podcast. We're also an independently funded entertainment outlet. Each month, we spend $3,000 to cover the latest in video games, film, and television. And right now, we're hoping to raise 6 months of funding to carry us into the 2025 year. If you've ever listened to the show, read a review, checked out an interview, please consider donating to help us keep the site going strong. Just go to butwhythough.net and click the Support Us button at the top of the page. You'll also find a letter from our editor, Kate Sanchez, explaining more of our history and role in independent journalism and different ways that you can help. Now, enjoy the show.
I'm Leo Robles-Gonzalez. I am a senior game designer on Hearthstone and the set lead for The Great Dark Beyond.
And I am Luke Mason. I am a senior VFX artist, and I worked on The Great Dark Beyond in a smaller capacity.
So I guess my first question with The Great Dark Beyond is, Hearthstone's been around for 10 years. There are a lot of expansions. What went into crafting this one to make it stand out from the others that have come before it?
That the TLDR is a lot. I think with every single expansion we make, we're always trying to make something that our players have never seen before and trying to take them to places that we haven't really explored just because it's so new and fresh. I think space, The Great Dark Beyond, is a great setting for that, because not only just in Hearthstone is it pretty like untapped, even just in Warcraft in general, we have stories like the Draenei's story that take place in The Great Dark Beyond, but there hasn't been a like really big window into what that setting is like. And one of the most compelling parts on this from design side, from art side, from basically everyone on the team is we get to explore that first and foremost and put that in front of our players.
From a visual standpoint, one of the big things that we came across kind of early on once we started doing illustrations was, how do you make it clear that this is taking place on Azeroth or Argus or other recognizable locations, especially when it's ultimately going to be on a very tiny minion token? We did a lot of different visual explorations for what space should look like, and then what should alien planets look like. And one of the big solutions there was just like super, super rainbow skies, super rainbow fauna and animals and everything. Just like at a glance, when you're just pouring through your collection manager over cards, Great Dark Beyond cards just literally are way more colorful and just way more uncanny in the application of those colors. But it's definitely one of my favorite, just from a visual standpoint, sets we've done up until this point.
Yeah, and on design side, it's always a really good sign when working on a set that ideas just start flowing. And I think that comes with what I was talking about earlier of just something that we haven't done before. Entire idea of space and like borrowing from like sci-fi media, we've just not really done. I think Luke likes to bring up a lot of like the imagery of Titans for like space magic and stuff. For design in Titans, like we've done like a couple of like space themed cards, but just like alien life and starships and like literal suns and stuff like that. So untapped. And I think it really created a environment on the design side of just like ideas were just flowing back and back to back to back. We just kept pitching a bunch of stuff that there's a bunch of really crazy ideas in the set that you can see through a bunch of different cards. So yeah.
And it's really cool too, because hearing you all talk, there really seems like this is a nice bridge between both the sci-fi world, the fantasy world, and like somewhere in between is like where Azeroth sits and where like Warcraft sits. How did you kind of build that bridge between two pretty distinctive genres, but still maintaining the Warcraft feel?
I can jump on that from visuals. The starship mechanic that we introduced, that was one of those kind of opportunities that we did early on that was kind of missing the mark in a lot of the ways that, you know, you're talking about of like, initially I went really Draenei and that kind of felt right. But then we have the Burning Legion. They're going to be represented here with the Warlock class. So it was like, okay, maybe we'll go like digital and now it's getting pixelated. There's scan lines. It's like as far into sci-fi as possible. And then once those were kind of coming back, it became this whole discussion of like, this doesn't actually hit the fantasy roots that players are expecting here. We've actually thrown out all of the magic and kind of leaned away from our strengths to a point that like, what am I looking at in this screenshot? So it became this, it was actually Leo, the one of like, can we just like try space magic as a direction? And that was the sort of like, okay, maybe I'll pull a bit from here, pull a bit from here, kind of finding a way to kind of get something that Burning Legion could use, Draenei could use, whichever class. And then when we got that, it informed the starship piece design, the actual minion on the board of like, we had a bunch of different directions, but this one kind of has Draenei stained glass in it. It feels a little bit more of like a holy vessel in a way that it's like, wait, that feels successful. And it kind of became a lot of those like, okay, how do we actually bring in a little bit of Draenei into this in a way that is kind of not just space. It should never just be a space solution. It should be like a Draenei space solution.
Yeah, and I think from the very beginning, especially once the like the design period was far enough along where we had to start working with the art team and figuring out like concept art, that exact, I don't want to say the word dilemma, but that overlap.
Challenge.
Yeah. Finding the overlap between like Warcraft fantasy and like borrowing tropes from sci-fi, that middle ground it was tricky to figure out. But I think there's a lot of work that's been done just throughout the entire set. Everything Luke said about like where we landed with the starships is a great example. I think you'll see even like the Draenei minions that are like wearing space suits and stuff. The spacesuits look like, when you picture in your head spacesuit, you got like the bubble, you've got like big bulky armor and stuff, but we really like Warcraftified it. There's just like these big Draenei crystals and stuff. There's like magic emanating from it. I can't speak too much on the specifics of like the like literal magic that the art team did to figure out what that overlap area is, but it was a topic of discussion throughout basically the entire set's development. And I'm really happy with where we landed.
I mean, it's an ambitious task. Like those are two very defined genres, and finding that space where they meet is difficult. It is a challenge. And I did want to bring up the spaceship mechanic specifically, because not only from the art side is that something new that you introduced, but it's also a game balancing piece on the game design side. So I wanted to ask, you know, we've got to hear from Luke when it comes to like how that like came to be on the design side and kind of like found that happy space. But from the art side, from the design side, Leo, like how did you all kind of introducing a new mechanic is always tricky. So how did you kind of introduce it and balance it against what was already there before this expansion?
Yeah. There's like two different things I want to talk about. I think with any single like expansion we make and any single mechanic we make, we're always just trying to find new novel gameplay that feels really compelling. You'll see like tourists from Perils in Paradise, we're experimenting with like breaking deck building restrictions. Starship, it's this core idea of combining effects together, making this one super massive minion. And I think a lot of the visuals there are also just really compelling and novel. In terms of where Starship started, it was actually a mechanic that we explored in the Whizbang's Workshop mini set. The original theme there was about like evil toys, misfit toys. And we had talked about, what if there's this toy old god, Khatun instead of C'thun, where the actual toy cultists that like prays C'thun give their actual like toy bodies to it, and you're like mishmashing this giant like amalgamation of toys together. The gameplay was the core of the gameplay was very similar of, you play a minion and its stats and effects get added, but a lot of other stuff was just not figured out yet. And a mini set obviously it's mini. We don't have the room, like the same amount of room we have as a normal expansion to figure out and fully like develop the mechanic. So we knew we liked it. We had a long ways to go and not enough like time or space. So we just put a pause on it, waited. Once we came into this set, we decided like, hey, this is the right time to do it. You know, took off pause and shaped it up to be what we see now. I think a lot of work from every discipline went into it. But I think on design, the time that we had spent, I like to say that we cheated, the time that we spent before the set ever started, that extra time really paid off because there was so much to figure out and a lot of minutiae that we had to get right.
Yeah. And that seems to be something that I've always found really interesting as a Hearthstone player is, you know, with CCGs, with card games in general, like there is so much to kind of balance against each other. You can develop new things, but it kind of sends ripple effects across everything. To that point, on both the art side and the design side, I know we've talked a lot about like finding the middle ground between sci-fi and fantasy, but I do want to ask, were there any very intentional sci-fi ripples y'all wanted to send throughout the rest of Hearthstone? Any choices on either effects or, you know, mechanics, anything like that? Yeah, I don't know if that question makes sense.
I mean, like, one of my favorite things about doing design stuff is like, obviously every single person that works on this has a totally different frame of reference for like what they mm-hmm. want to see when it comes to a new expansion. So the things that I just naturally think of are totally different than the person to my right, totally different than the person in the other corner of the office. And being able to talk to everybody about a theme that is so just like going back to your first question, just so rich and untapped. Everybody had so much that they wanted to see. And I think on design, that just gave a lot of inspiration for what we can do. I think one of my favorite parts of this set from a design standpoint is the Demon Hunter, like crewmate archetype. Where that started was there's a lot of sci-fi like shows, movies that you'll see where people traveling through space, it takes a lot to manage a ship. So you've got people in different roles. You've got the captain, people on the guns, people like in the engine room. And that like, that is something that you'll see across all sorts of different like sci-fi media. And for Demon Hunter, we kind of took that idea and the idea of crewmates where on their own, they're just kind of like, but together you get them working with one another, they're really powerful. And each one of them is themed around a different role on the ship. So you'll see like a engine crewmate, a gunner crewmate, a captain crewmate, etc. And it makes me really happy because that's the kind of thing that even players have different frame of references for what that means to them, because it is, again, such a rich theme.
From the art standpoint, our signature artworks kind of opened up a really big opportunity to, you know, you have the sort of actual illustrations, but now we have a few different directions to go. We have the starship pieces, we have the starships themselves, and then we have the iconic characters. And we wanted to go just kind of, this analogy isn't going to work, but kind of just like rinse all of the ideas possible we had for it. And we just had too many competing directions we could go for the signature artworks. So we actually kind of narrowed them down into different sections for it. The one that I think for a lot of us artists, we think of a certain franchise with light swords and whatnot. we were able to find a really fun way to integrate that feeling into it with the signature artworks. I don't have the exact name of the artist, but it's the artist who made all of these iconic posters of, you know, that film franchise. And we kind of found a way to kind of abstractly tell like multiple different scenes with like the really big face that's sort of like in profile, that's big zoomed out in the galaxy itself. It's a art style. Usually the illustrations are very literal, like a very literal interpretation of a scene. But once we kind of unlocked it to be like, no, this is a movie poster that we're putting onto this card, and it's specifically this type of movie poster, it just became this really fun, abstract way to express different aspects of the characters. That was definitely the one where immediately it was just working. The artist who pitched it ended up finishing out the illustration for the Urel signature artwork, which is definitely one of my favorites. It's just Urel shouting out during a giant space battle happening behind her, lasers exploding, explosions like leading into novas and whatnot. It's one of my favorite pieces.
One of my last questions is, hearing y'all's excitement is really awesome, and I think that's one of the things that I love about talking to developers is hearing the passion behind what was behind the creation, right? But what I also want to ask is, what did you all learn about yourselves in kind of pursuing something so ambitious with your teams and introducing this new direction to, you know, a very established, I will say, world, and kind of just going, I mean, y'all just did the thing, you at least hearing you talk, like there's so much creativity and excitement. What did you all learn about yourselves during the development process of this expansion? Sorry,
Leo, that's a little deep. Leo, very deep question.
Leo being set lead, I'm definitely going to boast him up a little bit here of like, Leo as a set lead is very fun for everybody else on the team. He's one of those, he's a self-professed tryhard. He takes it very seriously. The moment Leo's coming over to us, I feel like us on the art team, if you're asking like, what did we kind of learn about ourselves? This was super cross-disciplinary me and the rest of the team. We were working really with every different section. There was a lot of new things with this inherently being the, charting uncharted territories in space. It was a lot of us kind of doing uncharted work for a 10-year-old game. Every time we were able to have Leo come over, he always had big ideas, ways that we could push it further, ways we could make it more specific. I'm definitely much happier with it all. I don't know. Leo can speak to more specifically, but this is your second time being a second set lead, right? Yeah.
Yes, and that's exactly what I want to talk about, which is this is the second expansion that I got to lead, the first one being Festival of Legends, and I love them both very dearly. I think it was a very different, I think, like thematic experience. I think Festival of Legends was a set that the core idea of just like music is so universal, but it's something that it wasn't explored fully in things you've seen like WoW and stuff, just because it's like the stories that are being told there are very different. It's very much like serious warfare, you know, blah, blah, blah. It's literally called Warcraft. So showing off this like, you know, sillier, more lighthearted version of that world was really fun. And it's something that I love a lot about Hearthstone is there's an opportunity to kind of mix real world fun concepts with this setting that is very just kind of like pretty gritty that, you know, still doesn't take itself too seriously, but has that vibe. This set, I'd say, is on the other side of that spectrum where there's concrete stories from Warcraft, very well-known characters. There's stakes here with the Draenei versus the Burning Legion. And that was very different at first, where like the other set was about, you know, more or less elevating existing characters under a new light and giving them, you know, kind of an other side to the coin. This set was more about like, all right, we've got this core cast of characters, Kil'jaeden and Archimonde Velen. Let's elevate them just exactly as what players want to see, exactly who they are. And, you know, really like stay grounded in that Warcraft vibe. I totally lost my train of thought, but that distinction between the two, I think has like helped me grow a lot as a developer in terms of like being able to take an idea and mold it into something that we make our own versus being able to take an idea and try our hardest to represent it as exactly what players and us as developers recognize and want to see.
No, it's one last little addition to that. On the art team, we literally have like a graph of like the darker to seriousness. And this was kind of more of a inflection point for us as well, of like the Draenei. It's a very serious story. The stakes is the perfect word for it. It's not something that I'd say the aliens were probably the most quote unquote fun, silly moments. there was definitely meetings where you're like in the middle of it being like, maybe it had like a lobster claw on it, you know, like that's about as like lighthearted as we really wanted to go with it. Cause it's just like, you can't suck all the fun out of the room trying to make a joke of this sort of thing.
And I guess my last question is going to be, what do you hope players experience, or do you know, you can answer that one. Like, how do you want players' experiences to be? What do you want them to take away? Or what in the game do you really hope players get to see? Whether it's a specific card, an Easter egg in the card, a specific effect, it can be anything. Like, I know everybody has, sometimes everybody has a favorite. So I did want to, you can answer either or. Totally up to you two.
I really, really, really love a lot of the legendary cards in this set. And I think if I had to name, I want to name like five of them, but I'll keep it to just one. Kill Jaden in neutral. That is a character that I think if you just ask like a variety of like Warcraft fans, like name your favorite character, go, you have 5 seconds. I think a good handful of them would name Kill Jaden as one of their favorites. And it is surprising, even just us when we were starting to work on the set, that Kill Jaden hasn't been in a Hearthstone expansion ever. And Hearthstone's 10 years old.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So this is his first appearance, and it's a character that people like, he's recognizable. People love him. So first of all, just like, of course we have to have him in the set. He's a big part of the story, but also like he hasn't been in the game yet. What? But there was also, I don't want to say like pressure, but there was a lot like of pressure to get him to be just right. He's a well-known, well-loved character who demands a lot of attention. And I think the effects that we came up with him, where he gets rid of your deck and you now have this portal of demons that you just draw forever and they get bigger and bigger. I think like the reception that I've seen from the community of just how excited people are to play with the card, how much they love the card is really heartwarming, because a lot of work went into that card. And
plus one to a lot of work went into that card from the visual effects side. But I think one that is luckily seeing play, but is definitely one of those kind of cuter anecdotes, was Quasar is one of those cards that I feel like we didn't actually need to go as like hard on it as we needed to. But we had a kind of new member of the team who was very much in that, I want to prove myself, like, I can make cool effects. It was a lot of iteration that we kind of made of, like, getting the right tonal, getting the right tonal implications of, like, is this a buffing thing? Is this a damaging thing? But a lot of love went into Quasar. A lot of people are getting to enjoy those visuals, luckily. But, yeah, that was definitely one of those kind of cool, at least for that one team member, it has been very fun for them to kind of see this and just be like, oh, I'm on the big screen. You're like, yeah, you are.
Awesome. Well, thank you all so much. This has been really fun. I genuinely love hearing devs talk. It's awesome. Y'all do a lot of work for really great things. So thank you for taking your time.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah.
This is a ton of fun. Yeah, thank you.